You're listening to a podcast of Wake Up With Word, hosted by Solomon Jones on 900 AM WURD.com.
We are joined now by our next guest, Karen Robinson. When I put out the call about education innovators, because I wanted to know who was doing stuff around education, stuff that really mattered, I heard from Karen Robinson. She's an investment banker turned social entrepreneur. She runs a company called Edu Invictus, which helps autistic students adjust to college. Robinson has a 35-year history in Philadelphia after public policy roles in D.C., Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Her companies are headquartered in Philadelphia at the Kirkbride Center. She is a senior advisor at ERIC at the Yale School of Medicine. Karen Robinson, welcome to 900 AM WURD.
Thank you, Solomon. I am so delighted to be with you this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, I've been listening for the last hour.
Okay.
And I've been out of the public policy arena on the front line for a while. And just listening to the angst,
yeah,
the anger,
mm-hmm,
the upsetness is disturbing and concerning. And I can only echo what many of your other individuals, callers have said.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a level of involvement.
Got to. We've got to be involved in the schools. And I mean, not when it reaches crisis level. And that's why I wanted to have Ms. Sanders on. I mean, it seems like a really simple thing, but what she's doing at the Logan School is really what principals across the city need to be doing. They need to be bringing in parents in the beginning and saying, okay, we're going to make a decision, right? And I want you to be part of the decision. And I really value your input. And that's how you get parents in painting murals in the auditorium. That's how you get parents planting plants outside the school. That's how you get parents coming in every day and being involved with the children in the school. You got to involve them from the beginning.
No question about it. Let me frame a little bit of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
At EDU Invictus.
Oh.
EDU Invictus is a division within a larger company called AspireToCollege.com.
Mm-hmm.
Educational advisory company. Within EDU Invictus, we focus on the learning differenced student.
What does learning differenced mean?
Learning differenced is defined or umbrellas students with learning disabilities,
mm-hmm,
ASD, in essence, children who are on the autism spectrum disorder.
Okay.
Or who are on that spectrum.
Let me ask you this. So children who are autistic, do we always know that the children are autistic or on the autism spectrum? Like, how do we know that?
Well, while a student is in grade school, middle school, and high school, they are umbrellaed under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. So through parental, teacher, guidance counselor, intervention, and assessment of the students, they are classified, in essence, and are on the receiving end of an IEP, an individual education plan.
Right.
And that is a resource, or is supposed to be, a resource-intensive scaffolding, supporting of the student through their educational processes in middle school and high school.
Mm-hmm.
And through graduation.
Okay.
What we address is once that student has graduated and that student has applied to college,
yeah,
has been accepted to college, the IEP supports end. So Johnny graduates from Bartram at,
mm-hmm,
you know, in June and is going to pick a school.
Yeah.
And during the course of the summer, in theory, and again, depending on the school, every college has to have an access program. And that access program falls under the umbrella of the American Disabilities Act.
Okay.
It depends on the school. Some colleges and universities have very robust programs.
Mm-hmm.
Others don't.
Okay.
And what we do is create a customized education plan for that student and function as a navigator, advocate for that student to make sure all of the foundations of college success are in place.
Okay.
So
okay.
We interface with Student Counseling Center. We interface with the Access Office. We interface with Residential Life.
Because okay.
The last thing you want to do is have a student who is on the spectrum or is sound and light sensitive, stick them in an undergraduate dormitory.
Yeah.
With 500 other testosterone-driven freshmen
mm-hmm.
home by October 15th.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and that seems to be like one of those gaps. It's almost like when kids are in foster care,
mm-hmm.
right? And they age out of the foster care system. And then it's so like, okay, you're an adult now. See
Absolutely.
Ya. You know, get out of here. Like, you know, and I guess it's the same thing with kids who are dealing with autism. And the interesting thing to me, because I met an autistic kid and we had him as an intern at an office where I worked. And I remember just thinking, wow, what's wrong with this kid? This kid is just rude. Like his parents didn't tell us he was autistic. They kind of just dumped him mm-hmm. there and didn't tell us, which really they probably should have done.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm looking at this kid like, okay, well, what's wrong with him? Why is he so rude? Like, why doesn't he want to shake hands? Why doesn't he want to touch? Why won't he look me in the eye? And it wasn't, you know, anything that was offensive. It was because this kid was autistic. So I can only imagine this kid graduates from high school and goes to college. And like, what is he going to do? So that's what your company does.
Statistically, 75% of ADHD students fail in their first semester of college.
Mm.
75%.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is, again, on a 10,000-foot level, function as that advocate navigator.
Mm-hmm.
And on the ground, if necessary,
mm-hmm.
we will assign a behavioral assistant to work with that student.
Yeah.
If necessary, get Johnny out of bed,
mm-hmm.
get Johnny to class, help Johnny routinize his process.
Yeah.
Because part of it is getting over the anxiety of being in a new environment.
Mm-hmm.
And getting over the anxiety of having to, you know, walk into a lecture hall with 200 students when, in fact, in high school, they've never been in a class larger than 9.
Yeah. So how can people find out more about your program and what you do? If they have an autistic child who is in high school, getting ready to graduate, they want the kid to go to college, how can they learn more about you and get hooked up with your program?
www.aspiretocollege.com.
Okay.
Or www.eduinvictus,
mm-hmm.
INVICTUS.com.
Okay.
And, or, last but not least, 1-844 EDU Aspire.
That's Karen Robinson. She has an innovative program that helps students who are autistic, once they get out of high school, adjust to college so that they don't become part of the 75% who drop out after the first semester. Karen Robinson, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 900 AM WRD.
Thank you for the invitation. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Be sure to listen to Wake Up With Word, hosted by Solomon Jones, 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, exclusively on 900 AM WURD
and 900 AM WURD.com.